Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Hebbing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive towards first. Toth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Flagstead moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flagstead moves to third. Toth moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McFadden. Barrett scores. Falk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. McFadden fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McFadden. Fox scores. Com goes all the way around to score. Clancy moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship bunts towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Krause moves to second. One out. Herb Bradley now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Krause moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Bradley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving takes first base on ball 4. Herb Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstead hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-0 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Tote reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Meyer moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-0 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hebbing hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herb Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive towards short. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive to center field. Flagstedt throws towards third. Meyer fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Meyer. Barrett scores. Fox scores. Calm moves to third. Clancy moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Calm scores. Clancy scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship is called out on strikes. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kraus moves to second. Pat Simmons now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Kraus moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel now playing shortstop. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Barrett is hit by the pitch. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstedt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Hebbing and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Barrett scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern now playing third base. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards third. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Krause hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Heving and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Tote reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tote moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett, who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Tote scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 9-2, White Sox. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards Hunfield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Rawlings pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Red Rawlings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rawlings hits a line drive into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Pat Simmons. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.